thoughts come in. I'm going to snap out of the thoughts. I'm going to stay in the present. It's my decision. And through that, I see how the mind works, trying to get me out of the present, which raises suspicion about why would the mind, the thoughts, the voices, the images, the emotions, trying to pull me back out of the present, which I've chosen to stay in. Why? Why is the mind trying to pull me out of my own presence? I want to be in the present moment.
Yeah, because it dies.
It's not necessary.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of the mind, the thoughts? If I'm fully present and I can see what needs to be done,
mm-hmm.
I see things around me.
Mm-hmm.
This needs to be cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
I need to wash the dishes. No, but it keeps on suggesting. No, let me describe it better like this. I'm fully present,
yeah.
And then I hear voices, subtle voices. I can almost sometimes barely hear it. Well, maybe you should do this. What about that? Look, where is that coming from? This is the actual experience of a human being. Something, someone, is. I don't see anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's telling me to do stuff. It's analyzing circumstances. It's talking about other people. While I'm fully present and aware and listening to that.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
And I should go and do what it says. And I call that I am thinking. Let me think about it. I will let you know later. How many times have you said that? Hundreds, thousands, your whole life. Why? Aren't you able to deal with and make a response in that moment? No. You need to consult what? Some hidden entity that you can't see, you don't know its qualifications? Is that really the good thing to listen to?
No.
Let's look at it. Oh, people say thinking, I have to think about it. They just devise a plan that's like the most profitable for that specific individual, for that body, and nothing else. Let me think about it. Does not include anybody else. Anybody else. It's all about the profits.
Yeah.
Thus we have, they call it capitalistic society, where profits are okay. Rings a bell? Ego design system. Where millions are starving, Billions are starving, and billions, millions are rich. But decide how the billions going to die. And malnutrition and everything. That's the world that we have right now. And it's never going to end. The sad thing is, because the mind, the hypnotizing all these people,
mm-hmm.
and rules over the world, is the tyrant that needs to be addressed. And it's pitting us against each other. And we have wars where we do imaginable stuff to each other. To our own selves.
Yeah.
And no one talks about it. Nor there ever will, probably. Until we come to a certain level of spiritual consciousness. But that is what is going on. That our own minds, are manipulating us. Until we come to that point, we start to question our own mind and its decisions, thus our actions. There will be no progress ever. But, and only when I look inside, within myself, and question my thoughts. Really? Why would you say that about this person? When there's nothing wrong. He has no answer. There are no valuable, logistical, logical, reasonable compositions in the mind's story. But if you're not ready to deal with that, we'll just keep on thinking. Make your life miserable. And you might even say, I'm happy. I have a boat, I have a car, a wife. But there's this, still this persistent urge. Almost a longing to know more. And it will never stop until it's fulfilled.